type of smoothie you drink?
Nah, spinach, blueberries, and bananas. And I think some raspberries, that's it.
Acai berry, sea moss, shea butter, eggs.
Yo, put shea butter and eggs. Making an omelet smoothie is disgusting, bro. Yo, what's going on, everybody? You checking out? It's Spence from the Highly Advised Podcast. This is episode, I believe, 98. We're almost to the buckshot at this point. But right now, you know, it's like I said, it's me, Spence, otherwise known as Saint Picasso, as my brother Lyle would say, otherwise known as the Tribal Chief. He's not in today. Of course, the Tribal Chief being who he is, he's taking over another space. Taking over whatever he can, I'm not even going to say, but just know he's out here doing his thing and he will be back soon. I mean, listen, he came back from an Achilles heel injury. He came back from fighting Thanos.
True.
He came back from fighting Zeus.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would go into even the Muhammad Ali bars, but y'all not ready for that. That's a whole nother conversation for another day. But though my brother's not here, my other brother is Hill Jackson, a.k.a. Relaxing No G underscore Jackson. He's here in the building. Like I said, this is episode 98.
Seven.
97. I'm going to jump in the gun. Listen, man, I can't wait for the buckshot. So episode, like I said, it's episode 97, though. But like I said, how's everything been going for you, Nigel?
Everything has been going good. This is Relaxing Nosy underscore Jackson. I am sitting here chilling with one of my friends. The other one of my friends got busy, you know. Hopefully he can come back next week. It's all good. But I am chilling out. Actually, we were chilling out watching this fight that happened this weekend with Jan Blachowicz. He had his first fight since, you know, the whole loss to Glover.
Oh, really? How did he end up performing? I saw that it was on, like, the on my calendar, but I didn't get a chance to catch it.
Well, long story short, Jan and him were fighting. I had Jan winning the fight, but Alexander, like, took a step back, and he apparently tore his ACL.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's like, holy wow. Shit. And, you know, it looked like at first to me that Jan had forced it by, like, hitting him, but it was like he just took a step back, and it looked like, you know, his leg just gave out. It was kind of crazy.
Yo, that's wild. He probably tried to do like the NBA Youngboy stance.
What's the NBA Youngboy stance?
You know, like the joint that they show online where it's like his legs are like hyper extended backwards.
Oh no.
It's like his legs are like, it's like foot, then leg goes like this, and then the rest of the body.
I would have to see that. That sounds like a pretzel to me.
Pause, but
that's fair enough.
Yeah, but nah, that's crazy. I didn't realize he ended up having a freak accident like that. That's it's kind of interesting. So based off his, well, it's an Achilles heel injury. So how long, or you said ACL, right? Not Achilles.
I think it's ACL. I could be wrong, listeners. You know, correct me if you can.
Yeah, well, hopefully he's able to get better, because either injury, one's going to take you out for a year, one's going to take you up almost a year. So I'm sure, I'm not sure how Block with Jan felt after that win, though, because it's not like a win in the sense of like, oh, you were able to finish the fight. But
here's the way I see it. A, he won. So, I mean, it is what it is. Like, I'm sure he would have won in a different way if he could have. He didn't want that to happen. He didn't make it happen. It happened, you know? Nobody can really feel any type of way about it. It just kind of is what it is, you know?
No, that's true. That is very true. Like, it is what it is at the end of the day. Like, congratulations to him, and hopefully in the next fight, he's able to at least have a finisher. It ends with a finisher, a decision. Who do you think he may end up fighting next, though?
Me personally, I would say that Jan, I don't know. That's a good question. I actually don't have a fight that's lined up for Jan. Maybe Dominic Reyes will be a good fight for him, since Dominic Reyes hasn't really fought anybody in a bit. I think that might be it. Well, I mean, that'd be a rematch. And honestly, I see it going the same way as the first. So, yeah. Oof. I don't know, man. That's a good question. I have to think about that one. I think Anthony Smith might be a good one. You know, now that I think about it, like, I feel like he might, you know, be a good test for him, I guess, at the moment. Not even a test, but just a good challenge for him at the moment. They're both, like, I would say near a title shot. And not only that, light heavyweight's pretty empty at the moment as well.
Yeah, it's, I think that, I'm not mad at that. I think that would work, actually. Right now, that division has kind of been like, it's been kind of like an outcast division ever since John left, to be honest with you. Yeah, it's, I think we're still far away from like the, there being, well, not far, but I think we're still a while away from there actually being like a, that division being what it once was. Cause a fighter like John only comes around, like we see other divisions, like a fighter like John only comes around once in the blue. So it's going to take a while till we see real talent, like top tier dominating talent coming out of there again.
What were you up to this weekend? I know that's what me and Lau were doing. What were you doing?
You know, I was doing, I was kind of working on some things. I actually had a little project I was working on, at home. So came out pretty good. But yeah, for the most part, that was about it. That, and I, of course, you know, I had to cook.
Any insight into what the project or what you cooked was?
You know what I'm saying? Well, I, listen, man, the Rock could smell what I was cooking.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's all I can say. The Rock could smell what I was cooking.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this much. What I was cooking up in my project turned out much better than what happened to the Suns. That's what I will tell you.
My God,
that game, man. Seven.
So look, it's funny. So game seven, me and Lau were chilling out, watching the fight and shit. I wake up. Well, I fall asleep all the time, right? So I wake up. Well, I was like, yo, you're not gonna believe this. I'm like halfway into days. He's like, the Suns, it was about 40 points. I'm like, what? I had to pick up my phone. Like, I was like, oh shit. Like, they're really losing by 40 points. Like, it was a very bad loss.
Bruh, it was horrible. I think the biggest difference might have been 45 points going in, like, at some point. Cause I thought the Mavs were gonna end up beating them by like 50 points. Like, I watched some of that game, and you know me, I'm not like a big sports person like I once was. So like, I sat there and watched that game, and I was like, yo, this is like varsity versus like junior high school JV. Like, they spanked them. Like, Chris Paul and Devin Booker had no reason to be there. Luka is looking them in the eye, just dropping dagger after dagger after dagger, taking each one of their souls. This was unbelievable. This was unbelievable. They ended up, to have such a deficit like that in a game seven, when have you seen something like that before?
I mean, I haven't seen it recently, I don't think. Not that I remember.
Yeah, me neither. It's rare that I've ever seen something like this, especially as far as I think that ended up being like the largest difference in a halftime show.
Man, I don't know. Like, it's just crazy to see them lose like that. And the Suns just made it to the finals last year. So it's, you know, disappointing to say the least. I'm not sure if you watched the Celtics game, but they faced the Bucks. The Bucks lost. I know a lot of people were upset about that because I was the opposite side of that. Me personally, I don't want the Celtics to win because of a player named Marcus Smart. He is a good player, but he's also somewhat of a flop artist. Every time he gets touched, he's like, you know, flopping down, acting like he's hurt for 5 minutes. Like, you know, like he just took the hardest hits of his life. And, you know, I'm not going to say he doesn't get hit because sometimes he does, but every basketball player does. So like, I don't know, man. Like, I just don't like seeing that type of play, but I mean, I'm going to be watching the conference finals, to say the least.
Yeah, I definitely will be watching the conference finals. I'm not going to lie to you. Even though I'm not like a big basketball fan, I don't follow basketball as much as I once did. I'll put it that way. I was a Sixers fan when I was following the sport. So because of that, I will not root for the Heat under no circumstance because they lost to them. So, yeah. Go Boston.
All right. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah. I mean, that's as objective as I can be, unfortunately.
Well, getting back to some MMA stuff, I did see a fighter say that he was done fighting. Paul Daly, one of the most known European fighters in UFC and back in the day, recent Bellator fighter, has announced his retirement and he will not be fighting anymore. More or less known to be a knockout artist, well-known UFC fighter, definitely has had a classic fight or a classic round with Nick Diaz. Definitely shouts out to him for having I would say a legendary career. I think he's earned that.
Yeah, definitely so. I mean, I think in his own right, like especially during the era that he came up in, he definitely earned his keep. So like all I would say is just shout outs to Paul Daly. Thanks for actually being an entertaining fighter as long as he was able to. And yeah, my thing is I'm really curious to see where he goes in terms of like the next chapter, to be honest with you, just because I think with athletes in general, it's always a question of what they'll do next, or like now that fighting is completely off the table or the sport is completely off the table. So it'd be interesting to see where he lands after this, but yeah, shout outs to him. Shout outs to him. That's all I can say. But I mean, I will say this though. I'm not going to lie to you.
What's up?
It's like, though, like there was stuff going on over the weekend, fights,
basketball.
There was something that also came over the weekend that I put most of my focus into.
Okay. What's up?
That was what we all had been waiting for Friday the 13th. Kendrick Lamar dropping Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. The album that I think we all have agreed that is one of the more anticipated hip-hop albums in the past couple of years. I think it's been 5 years since his last album, Damn, I believe. So
yeah. Yeah, it's you said 5 years?
I believe so.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was a long time waiting for this album, and I'm not going to lie. Like, pretty much as soon as I had the chance to listen to it, I listened to it. I think what I had said to you in the group chat, I was like, it's not even 8 o'clock in the morning, and we've all listened to this album. You know what I mean? Like, so what did you think about it exactly?
Yeah, so, like, similar to what you said, right? So, like, this album, I listened to that. I didn't even listen to it at 12 o'clock. I just got up that morning and just said, let me just start the day off playing this album. There's nothing but silence. I woke up, press play, didn't get any information. And I'm not going to lie to you. At first, when I press play, I'm like, okay, Kendrick is here and he's not going to play any games. He's coming out like as we thought he would. Of course, we saw like different, what you call them, track lists out or whatnot. But when it all was said and done, like when you heard United in Grief, I said to myself, I'm like, okay, he's already rapping off this just from the jump. So like once I heard United in Grief and then we got into N95, I'm like, okay, this guy is hands down just different. So like just before doing a deep dive, just my overall for this album was just a really great album, bro. This was an amazing album, similar to my take when it came to The Heart Part 5, where I said it was a 5 out of 5. This is a flawless album to me.
Like, so, question before you give any more comment, like, what makes that a perfect song, and why do you say that about this album separately?
So, to me, I put it like this, and I think maybe we all rate music differently, right? So like to me, when I played like the Heart Part 5, I literally just graded it on like what I heard. To me personally, I thought the beat selection was great. I liked the message that he had throughout each verse for one. And plus on top of it, I think we do have lyrical artists, but I don't think a lot of artists are able to do what Kendrick can do, right? In terms of The Heart Part 5. And to me, I also know, like, to me, it sets up the stage for what I expect from, it gives me a glimpse into what I can expect on the album, where he's kind of talking about culture and these different aspects and how, like, okay, this is how culture, how we participate in certain things, but this is the culture, and these are the positives and negative sides to it, right? And then, of course, the whole Nipsey Hussle thing. So that, to me, that's why I think it was a perfect song. Plus, on top of it, when I hold Kendrick Lamar to a certain bar. So Kendrick, I just compare Kendrick to Kendrick Lamar at the end of the day, to some extent, right? But when it came to this album, I found this album to be a perfect album personally, just because, like, to me, I don't think, in comparison to some of his previous albums, I don't really think this album has many skips, if any, personally. And that's my personal opinion, right? I think there's always songs that we're all going to like more than others. Like, We Cry Together, amazing song. Amazing song.
It's relatable.
Yeah, it's relatable. It's relatable. There's like multiple nuances and different layers to that. Just if you get into like the concept of the whole album of like, because to me, the concept of the album was more or less like, okay, this is him going to therapy. He's, now that he's going to therapy, he's able to speak on certain things, but be able to speak from it instead of like, yo, yeah, I'm messing with this chick. I got this chick, da da da, and I'm cheating on my girl with. It's like, yo, she could tell you about my lust issues. Like, I'm texting chicks and yeah, you know, I finally went on my first tour. I started messing with these type of women. And
that shit had me dying, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's very interesting. Like, just the way he's able to illustrate his thoughts and do it in a way where it's palatable. It's amazing at the same time. It's palatable in the sense to the ear, but the message itself is just amazing. Auntie Diaries, amazing. Father Time, amazing. Worldwide Steppers, amazing. Has Kodak Black throughout the whole album as the interlude, amazing. Like, I could literally say any facet of this is just amazing. Even the chick on We Cry Together, right? Which I think is Taylor Page.
She's an actress.
Actress. Mm-hmm. Yo, she, give her a Grammy, yo. Give her an Emmy, whatever. Yo, give her the EGOT. Like, she deserves it. Like, to me, it's to be able to put a project like this out, knowing, like, definitely when it's like, okay, this guy gives us 5 years between this and Damn. Damn came out in 2017. So, like, you put out an album in 2017 and now you're back again 5 years later and you're able to talk about stuff that is relevant without losing the identity of who you are. I'll put it that way. Like, whether he's talking about the illusion of cancel culture to, like, and even going as far as certain songs, kind of pushing the envelope in terms of, like, things that are
a little taboo.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think that's what the overall point of it is. Like, and I think that this album is interesting. You know, me personally, I'm not going to give it as high praise as you gave it. Like, I think it's a 4 out of 5 to me personally. I think it's a good album. I think it's a very good album. I think the music that Kendrick makes is probably some of the best music that Kendrick has made, like, musically, you know? With that being said, I can say that some of the songs aren't necessarily my cup of tea, but I mean, I can say that there's not a bad song on here. Like, there's not songs that I necessarily want to listen to all the time. Like, I think that there are a few songs on here that stick out to me, like Die Hard, Savior, and Worldwide Steppers, I think are three of my favorite. I think Kendrick's in a different space musically where he's not trying to really be like super rappy or super preachy for that matter. I think he did do a little bit of preaching on here, but I don't think he overdid it. I think he just was kind of speaking his mind. I think he really wants people to know that he's not trying to be saving them while making his music. He said that more than once. On more than one song, he said, hey, I do not depend on me. Yo, please.
Yo, listen, man, but he probably knows, like, yo, listen, I'm not the person for, like, yeah, to be honest with you, even in, to me, I looked at the album, like, it was kind of like a reflection of other albums, right? Even like the whole, like, yo, don't depend on me. Even where he says, like, okay, now he has a son. And even as far as the album cover, where you see him holding his baby, holding his son, his girl or his daughter or his child. I'm not sure if it was his boy, if it was his daughter, I forget, but it's him and his two kids, his wife. They're sitting there while he's holding one, and he has like the
crown of thorns.
The crown of thorns. He has the crown of thorns on his head, and he has like a gun in his back pocket, right? Like, we all know Kendrick Lamar. We know what Kendrick Lamar has showed us, and he's always came across as a nonviolent, peaceful person to some extent, right? Or he's never came across violent, let's put it that way. And damn, he even says, like, yo, I'm like, when he has the, which I think is one of the better songs on there, but it's the song where he pretty much is telling, like, his friends, like, oh, you know, someone killed my son, da-da-da. And he's like, yo, listen, I know you were coming to me thinking like, oh, he's like, yeah, I want to go hurt somebody, blah, blah, blah. But I'm coming to you, Kendrick, because someone killed my son. Can you give me some good words? And he's like, yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. If that was me, I'd chip him right now. And then I throw the blower in his lap and then go to the police and tell him I did that. Like, he was saying that then, but now you're like, he's letting you know, like, listen, don't depend on me. I'm going to be who I am. This is just what y'all get.
Right.
As well as like, he got to me, and I'm not sure if you listened to it, like, cause like, I know you said like some of your standouts. Did you get a chance to listen to Mr. Morale?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you picked up on it, but listening to that, was it me or did it seem like he was just kind of giving out the whole, not the whole, but a good, some of the reasons why he was leaving, he was going out on his own.
Well, no, I didn't hear that. What'd you hear?
So like when just listening to the lyrics, like, cause even the hook is like, yeah, you know, I'm only going to give you certain things and pieces, but in certain instances where he's like, yeah, you know, it was never about the money. The money wasn't the issue. Why we're going to go kind of like he was saying, like the money's not the issue. The business wasn't the problem as to why, like we're going our separate way. I just felt like things are just not lit as they once were over there. So if it's not going to be as good as it once was, why even go back, essentially? Like, and then it's like, he kind of gets into some other things, whether it's the label situation or like maybe some other personal matters, which I can't name. I primarily just looked at that primary point, but
right.
Nah, it's to me like that. Those were like, that was just kind of like, there was a pretty much in that verse, he kind of is just kind of detailing different things without saying a name, without saying a label. But it just, to me, at least it seemed like he was just talking about why he was leaving the label, at least in that. Cause this album never came across, or this rollout never came across like, oh, he had bad blood.
To me, one thing I found to be interesting about the release of this album is that there was actually a group of people who really wanted to dissect his music and like really want him to say something like incredibly deep. And I just find that to be funny because it's like, all I wanted was new music from the motherfucker. Like, he hasn't put out music in a few years, you know what I mean? So it's like, he makes good music, but there were some people who were like really dependent on him for a message of some type. And I'm just kind of curious to know as to what exactly they wanted to hear, and hopefully they got it.
Yeah. Yeah. It goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Like, people only hear what they want.
Yeah.
So like the more than likely, like to me personally, I don't think, I think it's healthy to listen to other people's experiences and listening to like someone else's experience and taking what you want from it or digesting it, and you still make your own decisions. But like when it comes to music, I just feel like you shouldn't look at music as like, oh, I'm going to listen to this, and when I listen to this, it's going to tell me what my next move should be. Or like some people really do look at music like it's like the guiding principles of their life. But like, I'm sorry, it's not, the album's never going to be my North Star to hope, like, but I don't know, like, but outside of that though, I'm not sure if you had anything else to say about that, the Kendrick album. Yeah, so like.
No, I'm good.
All right. So outside of like the Kendrick album, I'm not sure if you saw, and I wish Lyle was here. I didn't listen to it, but ASAP Ant, he put out
Little Black Jean Jacket 3.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't listen to it. Did you get a chance to listen to it?
So why didn't you listen to it, Smith?
Why I didn't listen to it?
Yeah, why didn't? Just didn't have the time. You were too busy listening to Kendrick.
Yeah, too busy listening to Kendrick, man, and El Camino. Like,
that's fair. I'm not mad at that. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
What I'll say about Lil Black Jean Jacket 3 is that ASAP Ant, to me personally, I think this is a project that he needed to put out. It's a nice little project. There's some songs on there that are good. Keep your expectations tempered. If you've ever listened to his music, I think you'll like it. Don't expect Kendrick, you know, level raps. That's not what he's trying to do on here. But that being said, though, it's a decent project. I liked it. I think you would be able to take away a few songs that you enjoy. At least the single God Hour.
Is that a song?
God Hour, yeah, featuring ASAP Rocky.
Oh, okay. Hey, man, listen, I'll check it out. I'll check it out when I get a chance. You know, I mean, I'll ask this. Do you feel, listening to the music, do you feel as though the video that y'all showed me when he was in the studio, like, do you think the music probably was inspired the same way as what y'all showed me?
If you watch the video for God Hour, I think you would agree when I say yes. But
okay, but, I think I'm good then.
Yeah, I was about to say you should just watch it. It's good. It's a good video. It's a good little visual, good song. You'll enjoy it.
Hey, man, I hear you. I'll check it out. I'll give it a chance. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I'm not a big ASAP Ant fan, and I'm not like a big Rob Banks fan. But I know Rob Banks did put out an album called Falconina or something.
Falconia.
All right, cool. Cool. I thought he was trying to spell Falcon type of way. Did you listen to it? That's what I was going to get to. Like, between, I saw it was either Lil Black Jean Jacket 3, or I was listening to Falconia by Rob Banks. I chose Rob Banks, and I'm not going to lie to you, I was not upset. I'm not a huge Rob Banks person. I do know, like, his type of music is kind of like, or the music I've listened to before is like very much mosh pity to some extent. So, like, I think this album kind of serves up to that. But I will say there are a couple things I do like about this album. One being, like, he does do a flip. He flips Shoot Out by Soulja Boy, which I thought was pretty good. Somehow he uses the Moesha sample when she's like writing in her diary, where it's like, dun, 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 yeah, like whatever, that he uses that and as a sample. Like, so I like the production, because to me it sounds like a lot of the production is, a lot of the songs are based off of like popular songs during the 2000s or late 90s. So I don't know. To me, I think Falconia was a pretty good album. There was like maybe one song that stuck out to me, but I honestly, like I said, I just played music straight through, so I didn't get a chance to listen to it. I didn't get a chance to get the name of it, but did you get a chance to listen to it or no?
I didn't get a chance to listen to Falconia, but I am going to listen to it. There's been a few different, like, I don't even know the best way to put it, like a few different shades of Rob Banks at this point in time. He's been out for a little bit of time, so he's put out a decent bit of music. And I've liked, you know, some of his projects, and some of his projects I haven't liked. But that being said, though, if this is one of his better projects, I will listen to it for sure.
Yeah, well, I would say this. I'm not well-versed in his discog, so
You're not the measuring stick in this situation.
For Rob Banks, no.
Wow, who would have thought? Okay.
Listen, man. I he's made me a fan, so I will in the future, I will be able to give a better analysis of him, right?
That's right.
But I will say this, and I'm not sure if you heard the album, but actually, one of New York's funny enough, ironically, El Camino.
Yeah,
he dropped the album on Friday as well, Friday the 13th. It was called Let There Be Light.
Really?
Yes.
They shed light on a few things this weekend, didn't they?
Boy, did they. Boy, listen, man, Buffalo shed a lot of light.
Yeah. That's all they were doing.
Yeah.
Shed light.
Listen, Listen, man, they definitely were. But nonetheless, like, just in terms of El Camino, his album, Let There Be Light, I would suggest trying to check it out if you get a chance. Currency's on it. I don't really care for him. Of course. Keisha Plum is also on it. But to me, the album overall is super good. It's like a really great album. It has a couple of well-known samples as well.
What's it called?
Let There Be Light.
Let There Be Light. Sorry, excuse me.
Yeah, listen, man. I'm quite sure someone thought they were seeing the light over the weekend. I'm not sure, listeners. I'm quite sure this has hit the media circuits at this point. Listeners are probably informed of it. But over the weekend, Freddie Gibbs had to perform in Buffalo, and unfortunately, prior to getting the chance to hit the stage, he got into an altercation.
There you go.
he got into an altercation with about 20 to 30 men. And it was horrifying to watch, to be honest with you. He was at like, horrifying. I think That's they were crazy. Like, I think they, I, honestly, bro, it was horrifying to watch because I think they said he was at like a rib spot or something like that in Buffalo, which I don't know why he would go to. Well, I mean, hey, maybe he thought he was Teflon Don, like he wasn't. Well, he thought he was untouchable, I'm guessing. He got in an altercation over the weekend in Buffalo with some guys that are allegedly affiliated with BSF. Otherwise known as the crew that Benny the Butcher runs with.
Rumored to be.
Rumored, allegedly.
Right.
Allegedly, these men are associated with Benny the Butcher. We're not sure how true it is. It could just be, hey, having pride in their own city.
Right. And he's from there, da 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 da. Who knows?
Yeah. So did you get a chance to catch the melee that happened to Freddie Gibbs over the weekend?
Yeah, I saw it. You know, shouts out to Freddie Gibbs, man. He put out one of the best albums in one of our countdowns.
You know? Yo, and know what's crazy? Him and Benny were like
neck and neck.
They were neck and neck, like, yeah,
on each other's albums and everything. But I mean, you know, hey, I guess that's just the way, you know, things go down sometimes. You know, I feel like the way I see it is like this.
I'm not gonna lie to you. This is like a hard thing to talk about because we've seen the video. There's a video, and listeners, if you don't know, there's a video out of Freddie Gibbs having this altercation.
The way I see it is like this. I feel like when you say certain things, some people will take action. You know, there's some people who won't, and there's some people who will. Especially when you talk about, you know, if everything seems to be going the way we think it is, when you're just talking, you know, enough stuff on, you know, about somebody else, then these type of things happen. And I guess we'll just see as to what will happen after this.
Yeah. I mean, well, I will say this, right? We will see what happens after this. And I do agree because from the history that we have an understanding of, and even, which is ironic because Benny the Butcher did come out last week in an interview and was like, I don't know why Freddie Gibbs is beefing with me. I don't know if that was like a play because he knew he was coming to Buffalo the week after, but Freddie Gibbs for some reason allegedly had made a tweet, and then this kind of snowballed everything, and he made some tweets randomly to Benny the Butcher, and this ended up being the consequences to those tweets, apparently. Fortunately, he was still able to perform. He wasn't severely he wasn't hospitalized from the jumping.
No, he performed that night.
He performed that night. Push Ice-T mask, gloves. Hey man, listen, what I will say, it unfortunately does show like what happens when like you're just, when you're doing unnecessary things, just talking. And I'm not gonna lie to you, The person that's enjoying this whole scenario the most is DJ Academics.
He's loving it.
Yeah, it was his birthday. Mm. The video, that video of the Freddie Gibbs, I almost called him Frederick Tipton. Freddie Gibbs, like the video came out the day of DJ Academics' birthday, pretty much. Yeah, this is definitely been one heck of a thing. I'm hoping Freddie Gibbs can bounce back from this, but I'll be honest with you. The fact that, I guess, after he got jumped, he allegedly, according to DJ Academics, Freddie Gibbs went as far as to say, yo, 20 guys jumped me, didn't even do nothing to me. Next time you got to come harder. Didn't even take my chin. Like, instead of just being like, okay, I took it on the chin, he says, yo, 20 dudes beat me up, still look good, not a scratch on me. You know, the typical rapper thing, still got my chain. Next time, they got to come harder. In the same vein as DJ Academics here, in them situations, it's better there's no shame in just keeping your mouth shut at that point. Like,
I feel like a lot of rappers, a lot of people take losses. It's all right to take a loss. It is. Rappers, they get caught nowadays, you know, some definitely more than others, but I mean, like, I feel like this is allegedly the second time he's been caught in public like this. So maybe he might want to, you know, take a different course of action. But that just be me, you know. But hey, you know, shouts out to, you know, Griselda, BSF, Freddie Gibbs, Benny the Butcher. You know, I'm still listening to Tana Talk 4. So, you know, shouts out to him too.
Yeah, definitely so. And I will say this, I just saw Freddie Gibbs last week when we were on the podcast, and this 2 days from now when this show comes out, I will be seeing the Griselda camp as well. So yeah,
you're not picking sides unless you are, you just don't know about it.
Hey man, listen, I might wear, at the Freddie Gibbs show, I bought some merch. So
there you go.
I would never do anything stupid like that though. But never do anything stupid like that. But like outside, like granted, that was a serious situation with Freddie Gibbs, and hopefully he's able to learn his lesson. And a more serious note, unfortunately, there's a tragedy in Buffalo.
There is 10 people who passed away and were murdered by a guy who was a racist who believed in something to be called the Great Replacement Therapy, the Great Replacement Theory, where essentially there's a belief that Black people, or I should say minorities, are being moved over to Eastern countries to essentially take over, you know, I guess the country from white people. And this person was a believer in that, leading him to go to, I guess, a densely Black populated area and go to a supermarket and shoot it up. And it's unfortunate. I don't fuck with racists at all. I think racists are piece of shit people. It's unfortunate. It's terrible what's happening to those families. And definitely our condolences go out to them.
Nah, definitely. I heard a few things about this, but I wasn't quite sure in terms of like the full details. But yeah, this is a crazy event, man. Like my heart really does go out to all the victims in this situation. And like a person like that, I'm glad that they were actually able to catch somebody like that and prevent him from trying to take his own life. From my understanding, at least at the moment, he was under suicide watch, at least at the last article that I read on this, I'll put it that way. Mm-hmm. He was actually captured, but this is just an unfortunate event. I think in a world where we're just growing, it's unfortunate to see where we're in a world where it's becoming much more, we're progressing overall as a society, right? It's unfortunate to see events like this happening, because it's just a reminder that there's people that still have a very different way of thinking in terms of when it comes to society, bro. Like this is disgusting.
I mean, the way I see it is, in this world, there's no room for any racist. You know, I feel like this is just a terrible situation that people have to go through because somebody had hate in his heart and wanted to act on that towards people who have no idea who this man is, never think of him or anything like that. And unfortunately, they had to suffer from that. So definitely RIP to them.
Definitely so. And in that same vein, outside of just Buffalo, there was another, in hip hop at least, I'll say there was another tragic death. Rapper Lil Keed, of course, I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but he was actually out of YSL. He passed away as well, which I don't think I think the thing that it's unfortunate for one, because I think he was younger than 26. But like, and I believe they said the rumor last time I checked was that he died from like kidney failure. Jeez. Yeah. So it's unfortunate. His brother actually, Lil Got It, was the one that reported it to the to social media outlets. But yeah, rest in peace to Lil Keed. That's another sad one, especially with everything going on with the RICO situation with YSL. I'm sure this is another hit to them as well. So.
Yeah, definitely RIP to him. I know he was pretty young, being like at the age of 24. So, RIP to him. That's just an unfortunate thing.
Yeah, it definitely is unfortunate, man. Definitely is.
Now, did you have anything else for the listeners?
Man, listen, drink your water, man. Oh, actually, you know what I did want to tell the listeners?
What's that? Watch out for UFOs.
Listen, man. Since the pandemic, they told us before that these UFOs existed.
They're around. They're saying, hey, they are here. Like, be aware.
That's wild.
They said that multiple times.
Yeah. Listen, man, I don't know, man. Like, this is kind of like, I don't know, to some extent, the world is just ever evolving, man. And like... Because you remember, like, at one point in time in life, to say, like, oh, I believe in UFOs, they would just laugh. They'd be like, oh, he's wearing an aluminum hat. Like, something's wrong with this guy. He's not all the way there. Now it's, like, to have confirmation like that and then knowing that this, like, we don't know what this means. When you hear, like, oh, these are, like, risk, we don't know what that means exactly. Like, in terms of, like, what can have the output from such a thing I'm not gonna say if UFOs are true, but based off their confirmation that UFOs are true,
I believe that at least alien life is out there somewhere. I'm not gonna lie, but that's just me.
But, oh no, I agree to that. I believe that there's more than just us in this universe at the end of the day. I don't think If only humans exist in the whole universe, that's crazy.
Oh, there was also a report this week that so check this out. They had a rover on Mars that's been riding around like a couple months ago. I think they saw that just a being laying on a rock, just kind of looking at it, riding past it, right? So that was first. A couple months later, they're saying they found a cave, quote unquote, in the side of a rock that was on Mars. Now this cave, it's perfectly square. And they said it just looks like something that appeared there. You can probably look in the group chat. Like, I haven't seen anything that looked like that. It doesn't look like something that just happened to be on the side of a rock. I put it like that.
Oh, really? I know I heard there was like a, not a rock, but there was a, what you call them? Like it was something that looked like a door. I seen like a headline about like they seen something that looked like a door in Mars, but.
Oh, I'm going to send it to you right now. Look at this real quick before we get off here. So listen here.
Let me see this. That looks wild. That looks like when you look at like the pyramids, like the small entrances you would see in some of the pyramids, that's what that looks like.
That's fair. I'm not mad at that. Does it look like it just happened to be inside the rock?
Yeah, it looks like it's built. Like okay. It was built in. It looks like someone carved that out.
There you go. I've never seen a rock just naturally like that in my life. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. You know what would be funny? What if there's like life that exists and they know we're looking for it and they're just like, yo, let's just mess with their heads. What if they're like, yo, there's nothing there, but our technology is so far advanced that we're like, yo, let's just play with their heads. Yo, put that projector against that rock. They're going to take a picture of it and they're going to send that back to their whole planet talking about, yo, this is cool.
Man,
that would be wild.
That should just sound so crazy. It's like the idea of like intelligent life somewhere else is like kind of low-key scary. I'm not going to lie.
Nah, it is. It is kind of scary, but it's scary. It's scary because it's unknown. That's what's scary about it. Because you don't know, like, or are they going to come here and be like, yo, I like Benny the Butcher too?
Like, no, I really like Thalie's Revenge.
Yeah. Or are they going to be like, yo, I don't like what y'all did to Freddie Gibbs.
Oh, wow. Yo, they came down to get Freddie Gibbs. Maybe that was them. Yeah. They liked the album so much, they disappeared.
Man, the way his swell though.
Oh, wow.
You ever watch American Dad?
Wow, that's crazy.
The cartoon?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. Exactly.
You have anything for the listeners?
Nah, only thing I would say to listeners, one favor they could do for me, if possible. It's not if possible, just do it. Mm. If anything, subscribe to the YouTube, the Highly Advised Podcast on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram just to get the updates on Instagram as the Highly Advised Podcast. Or if you want to check out our thoughts and anything that's just going on the timeline via Twitter, check us out at Advise Highly. Outside of that, on the YouTube videos or anywhere you can, like, comment, subscribe. Tell us what you like, don't like. Heck, even if you want to subscribe just to tell us how you hate our videos, do that. I don't care. Or if you don't like what we rate, give us your opinion as to why you don't. Or, of course, I know if you've gotten this far into this, I'm sure you love what we talk about. So
more than likely.
Yeah, more than likely. So unless it's like a girlfriend or like, you know, like the, you know, like there's always like that one person is like, yeah, I'm gonna hold you down even if it's just you. And you didn't do it. Or if you did do it, tell the person next to you, like, comment, subscribe to the Highly Advised Podcast.
Hey, shout out to the people that hold it down for you. Those people are very important in your life. And you do not want to go against those people who hold you down.
Nah, that's 100% true. Because, like, those people are actually those are always going to be the people that you can always count on. Like,
they might not always be your favorite person, but you need those motherfuckers.
Yeah, exactly. Like, nobody likes a yes man. Listen, these type of people are the people that will say like, yo, I see you tweeting Benny the Butcher, bro. You might want to chill out. They grew from Griselda. They move like Wu-Tang. Like,
hey, maybe you shouldn't go to Buffalo that day.
Yeah. Yo, listen, bro. Oh man. Shout outs to Freddie Gibbs, man. Shout out to
Freddie Gibbs. All right.
Shout outs to Benny the Butcher too, man.
I don't have anything for the listeners. Shout out to Big Cozy, Too Cozy. He's gonna be back next week. This is Relaxing OG_Jackson. That is Saint Kitch.
The one and only Saint Kitch, otherwise known as Spence, Pablo Picasso. You know what I'm saying? Holla at me when you ain't a thought though. You know what I mean? So
okay. I hear you.
Real pimping, baby.
You're gonna have to adopt that one. All right. Well, with that being said, you have been highly advised. We will see you next week.
You've been highly advised.